Where is this disability belt exactly?
It's in basically the northern Lower Peninsula, roughly 17 counties, ranging from just above Midland and Mount Pleasant up to the tip of the Lower Peninsula. It basically includes that whole wide swath through there, and these are counties that have high poverty rates, limited job opportunities, and subsequently they have high disability rates.
Something like 18% of working age adults in Montmorency County, and in Lake County and in Roscommon County, are collecting disability checks. What are some of the possible reasons for this beyond, poverty?
A lot of it has to do with the aging baby boomers. A lot of these people who have made the disability rolls rise fairly rapidly are people in their 50s. They did manual labor in the past. Now they have chronic health problems. In some cases, these people even have difficulty standing for hours at a time or lifting anything of significant weight. So that rules out, most manual labor. It even rules out, if you think about it, most retail jobs. If you can't stand on your feet for 8 hours or anything close to it, they're not going to hire you. So these are people who have limited abilities. They have limited opportunities to get a job. And what they do is they tend to eventually turn to disability rolls and apply for a disability check.
How difficult is it to get enrolled in disability?
It is very difficult. It's the system that was described to me is kind of a bureaucracy on steroids. There are several levels you have to go through. Almost everybody is denied initially, except for people that are severely disabled. If you're a quadriplegic, this doesn't apply. But for those 50-year-olds with the chronic health problems, they're almost always initially rejected. There's an appeals process that takes up to 2 years. And even after all the hoops they jump through, only about 40% get benefits.
The publication Bloomberg did a report on disability insurance a few months back, and they put together a map of disability insurance rates in the entire nation. And when I look at a map that they have, there's no other area in the upper Midwest that compares to this disability belt in northern lower Michigan.
Yeah.
Why is it happening here and, not in other areas in the upper Midwest?
Yeah, that's what first got me interested in the story is that we have in northern Michigan disability rates that are mainly seen in the deep south and in Appalachia and some really poverty-stricken areas. And I think a lot of people in Michigan would be stunned to learn that we have a whole area in our state that is in equally bad shape. The reasons are mostly due to a lot of people in the north doing difficult jobs for years, a lot of physical strain, and the body just gets beat up and can't take it anymore. And also, in the north, a lot of the jobs that you have are, doing, like I said, manual labor or outdoor work or seasonal work related to tourism. And all of these are jobs where, if you come limping into a job interview and say, "Oh, by the way, I also have a bad right shoulder," your chances of getting hired are practically zero.
What do you think public officials in northern Michigan should do about this?
Well, that's one of the sad stories behind disabilities that at the federal and state level, there have been a number of attempts to come up with a new approach where people who are disabled in a broad sense, but not so much so that there is no job anywhere that they can do. There's been attempts to reform the system to ease those people along, give them a little bit of assistance and training along the way, and keep them off the disability rolls and in, you know, basic work like a desk worker. You're answering phones, you're working on a computer. So that takes a lot of coordination. It takes some funding. And the experts say that's the best hope to get these numbers down and get more people back to work.
What do you think the future might hold for these areas?
Well, one thing to realize is that because this involves demographics to such an extent, like I said, aging baby boomers, a lot of these people are also the women who joined the workforce in the 70s in large numbers. They're now approaching, their 50s and 60s. Some of this is just going to work its way through the system. We've already seen nationwide the number of new applicants for disability is actually on the downturn because some of these people are now reaching retirement age and they're not going on disability, they're going on Social Security.
Chad Selweski is a political writer. He runs the website politicscentral.org, and his report is in Bridge magazine this month. Chad, nice to have you on.
Appreciate it.